Gather, gather, gather now, you digital child voices of the 21st century. That's right. Pipe down. Quiet, right? You two over there. Relax, relax. Tune in, turn off. All together now. Isn't that better? Back to basics. For some, that feels good. For others, there's a feeling of being buried in calm. What am I missing?
Invert.
Woo! Get through the whole broadcast in 5 minutes.
What?
Just speed
How
it up.
Is that even possible?
Fear in the sky.
Lockdown.
Washington on high alert.
Wall Street today? Forget about it.
It's fumbled. It is picked up.
All of those issues came up in the debate. Here's a taste.
This is NPR.
Do you really feel better? Is all this really necessary? I suppose we're as guilty as anyone here on The Takeaway, delivering information, news, voices, all in quick bursts. Finally this hour, how anxiety can be the mother of invention in the quest to keep the wonder and sheer volume of information and design and innovation and the flow of changing technology from overwhelming us all. First, here's the anxiety.
I have a terrifyingly lengthy catalog of bookmarks filed under Read Later and an ever-growing list of podcasts I should listen to, books I should read. It's like a different flavor of FOMO. It's fear of missing out, but missing out on content and on knowledge.
That's Kelsey Lukowski, a listener to the Note to Self podcast from WNYC Studios, hosted by Manoush Zomorodi. And because this is what Manoush does, she's turning that anxiety into inspiration for a whole new project at Note to Self. Manoush, welcome back.
Great to be here, John.
It's great to talk to you. So what did Kelsey do to inspire you to really think about a whole range of issues here?
Well, Kelsey and so many of our listeners, Note to Self listeners, had questions about focus, this inability to sort of deal with all the information coming at us, whether it's via status updates or old-fashioned newspapers or podcasts or great Netflix shows. There's this desire to consume everything. There is a delightful abundance of information out there. But the problem is our brains simply cannot keep up with the internet.
And this is different than multitasking. This is a new way of focusing or to think about how you focus. Is that right?
Well, what we're doing with InfoMagical, so what we're doing with it is it's a week of experiments sort of designed to help you find focus and what we're calling the magic of clear thinking. But the goal is to make information overload disappear. We're not saying there's anything wrong with information, but what we're saying is you need to decide what you want to get out of it. And so we're asking people to set a goal. So we've identified five goals: more in touch with friends and family, more up to date on the news, more creative, more in tune with yourself, or more knowledgeable about a specific subject. And what we want to try to measure essentially is, you know, when you set an information goal, what sort of effect does that have on your overload? Does it lessen it in some way? Now, over last count, over 6,000 people have signed up, and I was surprised. The majority have chosen that they want their goal to be more in tune with their self.
Who's taking a look at how we can take what we've got right now and make it better as you do these 6,000 experiments or so?
Well, you know, not a lot of people, actually. And so what we hope to do with our data is bring it to the technologists and to the cognitive psychologists and neuroscientists and say, here's what we have seen. How can we apply this? I mean, we don't expect to do this on our own. But what we want to do is say we've taken this group of people, which we hope will grow, and we have discovered that when we do small sort of time-specific challenges, maybe we can make a difference in our lives. You know, John, the average American consumed 12 hours of media per day in 2015. So some of it simultaneously, you know, Twitter and watching TV at the same time. And we spoke to historians who say actually information overload has been dated back to the 13th century. This is not a new problem, but what is new is our inability to sort of make sense of it all. One cognitive psychologist I spoke to said between 40 and 50% of the information we take in does not get synthesized or stored or made meaning of at all. And so why are we wasting our time?
you know, you listen to three or four Gregorian chants all at once, and it's just cacophony. I love that we learned that Intel has an anthropologist who works in-house.
Yes, that's right. We do. She, Genevieve Bell, she is an amazing person, and she sort of looks at how different cultures cope with different sort of trends. But specifically with technology, she believes we are really at a crossroads, that we are at a point where we've been so in love with it, but now we need to sort of lift our eyes and get on with our lives and decide how do we make the most, how do we make our technology more purposeful, not just suck it all in and wallow in it and roll around in it.
How do we as human beings, as families, as communities, as countries, as cultures, how do we start to work through what our relationships are to the technology? I don't think we want to go back to not having them, but working through what the appropriate social, familial, community, cultural, country level norms will be is a work in progress, and we're still in the middle of it.
And this Note to Self project here puts your listeners on a front line of experimentation. This isn't the Luddite exercise. This is a
no.
This is a way of really embracing technology and using the complexity of our own brains to meet realistic goals about how we want to think about ourselves and our families.
That's absolutely right. So on day one, for example, we are calling it single tasking day. It's making it a magical day. And this is, you know, backed by neuroscience. You've probably heard that about decision fatigue or the fact that multitasking is indeed a myth. Actually, what we're doing is task switching. But what we're learning is other things. Like, for example, if you have a crazy hour at work, John, like people are stopping by your desk, you're getting so many emails, you're interrupted constantly. The next hour, you will start interrupting yourself. So we get into these self-perpetuating cycles of interruption or setting expectations for ourselves that we can stay up to date on absolutely everything when actually we are learning that physically that is simply not possible.
Well, I, with a daily radio show, Manoush, I'm kind of the chimp with the skull removed in this particular character. I'm definitely, you know, I have all of these, every single one of these. And so I will be very, very interested in how your listeners begin to solve some of these problems because I work at it every single day.
Yeah, so maybe you need to do this on a vacation week instead of Iowa caucus week.
I won't pick that week. I won't pick that week. Yes. And I should warn my staff if I decide to do this, right?
Well, unless you choose up to date on the news, in which case maybe they'll be grateful, John, that that's been your goal.
Manoush Zomorodi helping to make our information lives magical on Note to Self. Check it out. Thanks so much.
It's great to be here, John.